All right, let's talk now about discipleship. What is discipleship? If you were to ask me, when was I discipled? For a long time, I would point to a 10-week class every Wednesday evening, a navigator missionary who was a part of our fellowship would take us through what is now known as Design for Discipleship. It is a wonderful it is a wonderful curriculum to take a young believer through all various doctrines and practices related to Christianity. But I spent 2 years in Vienna, surrounded by missionaries. And it was interesting to me that I would point to discipleship as that 10 weeks and not all of my experiences around people that were walking with me and helping to shape my life. I mean, it would be as if discipleship would be the discourses that Jesus gave to his disciples and to the crowd, but not really pay a lot of attention to the other situations and circumstances and his response to different things that took place over the course of his life. I mean, many will equate discipleship with Bible study or one-on-one mentoring. I mean, if someone asked you, how are you discipled, what would you say? You might say, well, I spent X amount of time with this person, or I continue to be in a Bible study with this person. Or you may feel like, I haven't been discipled. No one has really taught me, so I really feel like I'm not discipled the way I should be. So, what is a disciple? Eugene Peterson says that a disciple says that we are a people who spend our lives apprenticed to our Master, Jesus Christ. We are in a growing, learning relationship always. He says a disciple is a learner, but not in the academic sense of a schoolroom, but rather at the work site of a craftsman. We do not acquire information about God, but skills in faith. So, when it comes to discipleship, discipleship is about having a dynamic, ongoing, loving relationship with Jesus Christ. When the Bible talks about salvation, we tend to emphasize the past. I have been saved. Someone will ask you, when were you saved? And you will share your testimony. You say, on this date, at this time. Or you might say, it was around this time that my life changed. For it is by grace you have been saved. So you have been saved. But look at this. Though you have not seen him, you love him. Even though you do not see him now, you believe in him and are filled with an inexpressible and glorious joy. For you are receiving the end result of your faith. The salvation of your souls, you are receiving. You are being saved. It's not that you're not saved and now you're going to be saved. It's that there are different dimensions to salvation. And one is a point in which you gave your life to Christ and the Holy Spirit came in and took up permanent residence in your life. But then there's the ongoing, that salvation is richer than just that one point. It's also growing. You are being saved. And then look at this passage. since we have now been justified by His blood, how much more shall we be saved from God's wrath through Him? We shall be. There is a point when salvation will be complete in that we will be like Him, John says, who we shall see Him as He is. So salvation is more than a point of entry. It's a process, discipleship, and also the final destination of the believer. So let's talk about youth group. And what is a discipleship culture? I was talking with youth about the logistics of an upcoming event. I was in the van, and we were talking about this event coming up. And one of the young people asked the question, "Well, Ted, where is God in all of this?" And I was taken aback by that question. Now, I realized it was a good thing, because what that meant is that he was figuring out from our club meetings together that was an important question, that where is God? God is in our lives in various ways, in various situations. Well, where is God in all this? This planning stuff, where is God in all of that? So he had experienced this. The club gatherings were shaped around questions they had about God and Christianity and life. It was about those issues that we brought God into the picture. Here's what God, you've heard it said, here's what I say to you. That generated that question, but it's an important question. Where is God in all of this? So we talked about God's perspective on life issues. That's bringing Jesus to the point of felt need. Now, how about applying the Great Commission to youth ministry? What if we dared to apply the command, "Go and make disciples of all nations," to youth ministry? Might we be compelled to approach youth gatherings not as an evangelistic military strike, but as part of a larger, sustained discipleship culture? And by that I mean a culture where questions are freely asked and answered, and that God's perspective is welcomed, and people can ponder and consider and allow God's ideas to change, move aside those ideas that they have because of growing up in the context of the code of the street. So saved versus not saved, or disciple, not yet a disciple, open to becoming a disciple. How do you view your young people? What are the elements of a discipleship culture? Well, first, there is a steady witness from Christian leaders whose lives are transparent, accessible, and worthy of imitation. This is Paul said, "Imitate me just as I also imitate Christ." I remember when I got saved and I said, "I want to be a missionary." One of the first things I learned was that missionaries live in glass houses. And what they meant by that is that our lives are an open book, that people can see. They can see us, what's on the inside as well as what's on the outside. So it was a call to live a life that was transparent, meaning you must allow God to transform you so that what people see is a transformed life. Transparent, accessible, and worthy of imitation. A discipleship culture matches youth's natural search for meaning with the discovery of God's purpose for their lives. You recognize that youth are created, they're created uniquely in God's image, and they will not really be satisfied unless they discover the answer to that question: who am I? Why am I here? What is my purpose? That's their search. And our programs with them, our meetings with them, are all about helping them discover the answer to a God-given question. Another element is that we ensure that the Bible, this is the written word concerning the living word, is central to discerning and understanding life. Again, where is God in all of this? We look to His Word. We look to His Word. And then, finally, learning by doing, where serving others becomes the classroom in which youth discover God and themselves, and in so doing, they are transformed. We must find a way to where youth are engaged in meaningful work and meaningful influence on others. We'll talk about this a little bit later. I don't know of a better way for this to happen than to have your adolescents, your high school adolescents, work with the elementary kids from their neighborhood. Small group of elementary kids. And then let that group be the core group of a small extended time. Could be like a vacation Bible school or a short summer day camp, but something that the high schoolers can be fully engaged in developing and leading, and in so doing influencing the young people of their neighborhood. Those are some of the elements of a discipleship culture. So, what are the implications for youth ministry? One is that leaders must be in a learning, growing relationship with Jesus always. You cannot take young people where you have not gone. If you do not have this dynamic relationship with Jesus, you will not be able to share that with others. Because again, young people will see it. Excuse me. They're looking for leaders whose lives are transparent and worthy of imitation. And then secondly, salvation goes beyond a one-time experience. It is dynamic. For believers, salvation gets richer over time. And that's what you want to convey to your young people, that your life is not static. It's not that you've arrived and you're helping them so that they too might arrive. It's about you showing them this is what a relationship with God looks like. And there's nothing, the guy who led me to Christ said this, just a few weeks after I became a Christian, he was teaching a Sunday school class, and he made this statement. He said, "There's nothing you see in me that you cannot become." And when he said that, I said, "It's on." If God can do with me what He has done with you, then it's on. That's what you want to convey to your young people. Then, the discipleship-rich environment is one where you continually explore the question, where is God in all of this? I would encourage you to read Eugene Peterson's book, A Long Obedience in the Same Direction, Discipleship in an Instant Society. If we change the way we think about discipleship, then it can impact what we do with youth. And we can allow ourselves to say, let's create a discipleship-rich environment where Jesus is at the center and we're giving honest answers to honest questions and we're helping young people discover who they are in Christ.